Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week we have been studying the powerful names of God that are revealed in Scripture. As we look at the various names that the Lord uses to describe Himself, we find revelation of God's character, His attributes, and His heart towards His people. Today I want to talk to you about the name Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer. We find this name revealed in the book of Exodus, chapter 15. In verse 22, it begins the story this way. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and when they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and then they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah, which means bitter. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you," or I am Jehovah Rapha. I want to talk to you about the powerful name Jehovah Rapha and what it means to us today. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals you. That's how God described himself to the children of Israel. The setting that we find this name revealed in is an interesting one. It showed the healing of bitter waters through Moses' obedience to throw a particular part of a tree into the waters. The waters that were bitter are representative to us of things in our lives that are not right, whether it's your physical body being sick, your emotions being tormented, your life being shattered, your hopes and dreams stolen from you. Whatever area of life has been made bitter, the Lord says He's Jehovah Rapha. He is able to heal the bitter waters and make them sweet. Do you believe that Jehovah Rapha is able to do this for you in your life today? It's His heart's desire. By His very name, He gives us revelation of His attributes, His desire for us, the promise of who He is to His people. The symbolic tree that we see here, it was a real tree that Moses threw into those waters, but it's symbolic for us of the tree upon which Jesus Christ was crucified, because upon that tree He bore all the sins of the world, and He bore our sickness and our disease, the Scripture tells us, and He brought us healing through His death on that cross and through the power of His resurrection, where He literally changed supernaturally circumstances which looked totally hopeless. When Jesus died on that cross, His disciples were scattered and grieving and mourning. It looked completely hopeless. Their Savior, their Messiah, was dead. And yet Jesus, you could say, turned the tables. And He rose from that grave, conquering sin, death, sickness, and everything that the curse of the law brought upon us as human beings. And part of that was healing for our body, because under the curse we saw sickness and disease and early death. But with the revelation of the new covenant that Jesus ushered in through His own flesh and through His resurrection power, we see that we're no longer under this curse of the law. Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And so we are now in the kingdom of His dear Son. We're under the law of the Spirit of life and in Christ Jesus. that God himself promises through the name Jehovah Rapha applies to every area of your life. The word Rapha is a Hebrew word that means to mend. It means to cure. It means to cause to heal. It also means physician. It also means repair or to make thoroughly whole. You could say that Jehovah Rapha can mend anything in your life that's been torn apart, whether it's relationships or your physical situation. Jehovah Rapha can mend it. Jehovah Rapha can cure anything that ails you. Jehovah Rapha is your physician, the Lord your physician. Jehovah Rapha can repair anything in your life that's broken. And if your life has been shattered, your hopes and dreams shattered, perhaps your emotions have been shattered, or your health has been shattered, Jehovah Rapha can make those things perfectly whole. That's the promise that we have in the name Jehovah Rapha. Your most bitter disappointments and difficulties in life can be made sweet by Jehovah Rapha. Will you turn to him right now and say, I see that you have said in your word that you are the Lord, my healer. I take you at your word. I trust in your word. I put my trust in you. Jehovah Rapha, heal me now. Cry out to the Lord, whether it's physical healing, emotional healing, whether it's a relationship that needs to be healed, whatever needs to be mended or made whole, the Lord, your healer, can provide that today. I want to share with you a story about a friend of ours who demonstrates the power of Jehovah Rapha in his very life. It's a young man who's 26 years old who I met in a park. And this young man had had a very difficult life since he was a young child. He had grown up in an alcoholic home where violence was very common in Mexico. His mother fled to the United States with the children and has not seen his father since he was 12 years old. And his only memories of him are those of violence and alcoholism. Coming to the United States, this young man quickly got himself in with the wrong crowd and began to get into trouble as a young teenager, and eventually was sentenced to be incarcerated in a group home setting where he was given the opportunity, before being sentenced to some sort of juvenile facility, he was given the opportunity to go to a group home. And he was raised in that group home throughout his high school years and even graduated from high school in that home. And he describes his years as being ones of being the most angry teenager you could ever meet. Angry at everyone and everything, mad at the world, and having no place of peace in his life. There were Christians that worked there who ministered to him and attempted to turn him toward the Lord, but he resisted them with great anger and without any receptivity at all to their message. The day came, though, as a almost 18 years old, when the Lord touched his heart and he turned him toward him, and this young man gave his heart to the Lord. But when he left that place, he soon fell backwards and he did not walk with the Lord. When I met him, he had not been in church for a long time, and he was very disillusioned and disheartened and did not have a lot of hope for his life. His relationships were estranged with his family members, and his life was miserable in his own words. I invited him back to church, and he came on Christmas Eve, and Jehovah Rapha got a hold of him. And over the next ensuing few months, we began to see a transformation in this young man that was nothing short of miraculous. Jehovah Rapha healed his broken heart. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, healed his damaged emotions. Jehovah Rapha took out the hatred and replaced it with love. And he now has only love and prayers for his father that he might be restored and healed as his son has been. The transformation in this young man's life has been miraculous. It was done by the power of a God who calls himself the Lord who heals you. Jehovah Rapha, the one who's able to mend the broken heart. Jehovah Rapha, the one who can repair every broken place. Jehovah Rapha, the one who can take a shattered life and make it thoroughly whole. This young man is now enrolled as a Bible college student at 26 years old, preparing for the ministry. His desire is to be a pastor, and the Lord has truly given him a shepherd's heart. Great tenderness has replaced what was once an angry young man. I share that story with you to say that no matter how devastating your past may have been, the Lord Jehovah Rapha is able to mend it, to cure it, to reheal it, to repair it, to make it thoroughly whole. God wants to do that for you today. Will you turn to him? Tell the Lord, God, you know this broken place in me. Turn to the Lord and say, Jehovah Rapha, I come to you, the Lord my healer. Then leave it with him and look for the answer which is on its way. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.